Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. It's a delight to be here.
Well, we're coming up on 100 days.
Yes,
how's it been?
Are. It's been fast and furious, but it's been good. I tell you, I have received so many positive comments from citizens across the parish that are very encouraging, not only for me as mayor president, but for our city and parish. People really want to see us succeed as a city and parish.
Well, you have been a council member, Louisiana House member, and Senate President pro tem. You have been in the government for a while, so you know how it works, but have there been any major revelations that perhaps you didn't anticipate?
Not any major revelations. Certainly the intensity and the heightened level of work in this role of government is much more than any other role I've ever been in, but I am equipped for the job, and it's that old adage, Jim, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time?
You're enjoying it?
I am enjoying it. I'm enjoying it. We're developing a great team. Everybody is very committed to moving this city and parish forward. And so I'm expecting great things. You know, this 100 days, approaching this 100 days, certainly came a lot quicker than I anticipated, but we're still working tirelessly to make sure that we improve the quality of life for citizens here.
What's the most notable thing to happen in the first 3 months?
Well, you know, we're still very involved with flood recovery. And I will tell you that as I have traveled to city and parish and I've been to community meetings, that seems to still be one of the number one topics for individuals. I've been out to the St. George community. I've been out to communities in, Scotlandville, et cetera. And flood recovery is still a big issue for folks from one end to the other end of the parish.
And this is something you experience personally.
Yes, it is. And so we're working intensely to utilize the CDBG monies that we will have. I will tell you that I have a great team, but our person who is targeting flood recovery is a young man by the name of Rowdy Goday, and he's been doing an excellent job. For the first time in the 100 days, Baton Rouge made a presentation. I made a presentation for the city and parish before the Louisiana Restore Task Force. That had not taken place since the flood. So that was certainly an accomplishment to hear, allow the committee to hear our concerns and our goals and our vision for flood recovery.
Once again, your number in our time with Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome is 297-5633 or 877-217-5757. This is Talk Louisiana on WRKF. Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome in her 96th day, and she, of course, has a four-year term, and she is a person who came this way many years ago, and I suspect when you came here, you probably didn't anticipate being here for the rest of your life, but that's the way it worked out, and this is definitely home. You've been here for a while.
Yeah, it is definitely home, nearly 40 years. And last night, Jim, I was at a Civic Association meeting in South Baton Rouge at the Butler Center, and while I was there, a lady handed me an envelope, and in the envelope was a picture of my dad and I.
Wow.
And who of course is now deceased. He lived to be 94 years old, but he was my paternal family was from Louisiana. And so when the lady gave me that picture, it was very touching because I really wish that he and my mom could see what's happening to their daughter right now in life. And so my father, of course, was born in Ethel, Louisiana in 1903. Mm-hmm. And so to see his daughter become mayor president of Baton Rouge, I think he would be really proud. Mm-hmm.
This looks like it was back in your television reporting days.
Yeah, I was a little younger then. I think I was a state representative when that picture was taken. But that was such a pleasant surprise that she gave to me last night.
Wonderful picture. Uh-huh. Handsome man, your dad. Yeah. 1903, he lived a long life.
He did live a long life.
Well, the mayor's job is one in which it's obviously an executive position. What can you do as mayor that you couldn't do or had a more difficult time doing as a state senator or state house member or a metro council person?
Well, I certainly have been working to cast a vision and establish a vision for our city and parish. The overall vision, of course, is to build a community where everyone can thrive and prosper, and that we solidify a city and parish of inclusiveness. Mm-hmm. As you recall, in my inaugural address, I used the analogy of a fabric, and that there are different pieces, and we wanted to weave that tapestry together, and inclusiveness is certainly a part of that. And so I am working with my team to implement. For example, as you well know, we had a transition committee, and I believe, and I haven't done my research with this, Jim, but probably one of the most comprehensive transition teams that was built in City Parish over the years. We had over 300 volunteers from all walks of life who participated in our transition process, covered areas, 21 areas, mm-hmm. and came up with a very comprehensive report. I have said that the transition report that they provided me with is like my second Bible now, because they have so much rich information, recommendations. And so what my team is now doing is looking at the recommendations of the transition committees. And many of them, for example, have been identified as immediate recommendations, as 180-day recommendations or 1 year. And so we're looking, of course, at those that are imminent or immediate that we can address, or those from the 30, 60, 6 month, and we're working to achieve those recommendations. As I said, those recommendations are certainly that. They're not mandates, but they are recommendations. And I have to tell you, as I've read the report, most of them I am in agreement with, and I think would make our city and parish stronger.
Well, what can be done as a major recommendation in the first 180 days, first 6 months?
Well, for example, let's talk about transportation and mm-hmm. traffic. One of the recommendations from our report was to host a meeting, a summit. And so on April the 25th, we're hosting a transportation summit at the Renaissance Hotel. We're calling it Better Transportation and Roads. BTR Summit, and you can go to btrsummit.com. And so we will have, engineers, we'll have, our citizens and community leaders come, and we'll have presentations from experts, and then we'll talk about what we need to do specifically to move forward with transportation in our community. And so I'm looking forward to that. But that was one of the low-hanging fruit recommendations from our transportation committee.
We, of course, have had a lot of attention about the police chief. Where does that stand right now?
Well, I have made a commitment as it relates to changing the police chief, and I plan to stand by that commitment. Chief Dabney and I continue to make progress in an effort to make a change. I certainly want to respect his service to the community, and at the same time, we are working to make a change. So I have one of the lessons learned, Jim. I've been very guarded about self-imposed deadlines.
Sharon Weston Broom, who says that she is committed to having a new police chief, and in a conversation with her predecessor a few weeks ago, Kip Holden said, hey, look, I got my police chief. She should have the right to get hers, although he was complimentary of Carl Dabney. But that's been common procedure through the years.
Yes, and as you know, there is legislation. Ted James, Representative Ted James, who was one of the co-chairs, mm-hmm. along with Don Cashew of the Public Safety Subcommittee, has filed a bill to make the police chief position an unclassified position, which Representative James initiated this step independently, but I certainly support it, and it certainly coincides with what is taking place in a lot of other cities across the nation.
This would apply to future chiefs, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Future chiefs.
Now, the city is waiting with interest regarding the Alton Sterling decision, which should come sometime this year, I would think, from the Justice Department. But do you have an action plan in place in any event?
I do have an action plan in place. In fact, the action plan started a long time ago, and that is building a foundation of community conversations around police and citizens. As you recall, Jim, when we talk about what has happened in my first 100 days, some community leaders and stakeholders, including law enforcement, we implemented some changes, some policy changes for the department as it relates to use of force, which has aligned us now with best practices, national best practices. And, of course, we've received recognition from media across the nation for this step. That was probably directly connected, the whole use of force issue, with the Alton Sterling case. And so while our officers are trained around that, it was not in police policy. And as you well know, policy is synonymous to accountability. So we have been making some progress, and I continue to have conversations. This is what I say, Jim. Whatever side the Department of Justice comes down, we are Baton Rouge, and peaceful protest is part of the fabric of America. And I believe in the citizens here in Baton Rouge. I believe that they certainly want a safe community, mm-hmm. That they want a nonviolent community. They want a community that represents the character of who we are. And so I have nothing but optimism in terms of the response from the citizens of this community when the verdict comes down. Undoubtedly, somebody won't be happy, and I understand that, and we all understand that. And protest, as I said, is part of the fabric of America, but I believe that everything will be done decently and in order.
Now, we have a listener who asks about the division in the city, and you saw that on the campaign trail. It was a rough and tumble election. You won with 52% of the votes, but the city in many ways has some healing to do. How are you going about that?
And you're absolutely right. The city does have healing to do. I have been engaged. First of all, I've been taking the lead as the mayor president to make sure that I touch areas throughout our city and throughout our community. You heard me talk about, and I often talked about on the campaign trail, you know, from Scotlandville to St. George. Mm-hmm. And so I've been very deliberate and intentional in having conversations with people who might not have originally been Broome supporters, but I want them to know that I am their mayor, and then let's talk about the issues that we have in common and then move forward from there. Our subcommittee on race relations has some great recommendations and has been very thorough in terms of what they believe can move us forward. Our millennials have been very intentional in terms of some suggestions in terms of how they think we can move forward as a city and parish. So that has been one way. Not long ago, I participated in an all-day seminar with one of the ministers who was involved in Ferguson, and the Methodist Church had a conversation of blacks and whites around uniting as a city and as a parish. And so it starts with those conversations. And I believe that we all have to be very deliberate around an attitude of unifying our city.
Ray in Prairieville, good morning, Ray. You're on Talk Louisiana with Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for taking the call. I just had a quick question for Sharon Weston Broome. I wonder if she and or the council in Baton Rouge has any plans on attacking the problems of eyesores in the city. We have so many small areas of the city that have houses that should be demolished, that are already a major problem for the neighbors. And
all right. So thank you, Ray.
Very good question, and yes, we are. The other day I had a conversation with one of my team members, and my conversation surrounded how we have to be proactive when it comes to public work issues, and certainly blight is one of those. And the truth is, Jim, after the flood, we had accelerated blight that took place. And so we are working on a plan right now to address blight. We're also working on a plan to address drainage issues, trying to be proactive, because as soon as it rains, we get a deluge of calls that come in about flooding. So I don't want to wait until the flooding takes place, until we have a downpour, to start trying to react to that. I've assigned my team to come up with a plan to address drainage and to address blight in our community. We've got to get ahead of it, especially in light of what has taken place in recovery. Now, one of the issues with blight is that it's the same issue that has always existed, is that we have to get to the owners. And sometimes one of the obstructions is that a lot of property is air property. But we've got organizations helping us with that. Folks, for example, at the Southern University Law Center, trying to work through those air issues when it comes to property, so we can expedite some of the blight that has occurred even since the flood.
We've got about 30 seconds, but what's the toughest part of the job?
Let's see. The toughest part of the job right now is carving out some free time. But other than that, you know, I really have, it's been a wonderful 96 days, and I look forward to a great 4 years working with the team in my office and working with the citizens.
Well, thank you, Mayor President Sharon Weston Broome, for joining us. Hopefully we'll see you again soon. And you are listening to Talk Louisiana on 89.3 WRKF.